Hey everybody, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 30, John 10, Proverbs 6, and Galatians 5. Freedom. What a glorious thing, right? I mean, what I find even so deeply wondersome is the fact that if we stop and think back to times before freedom in Christ, we would not have even realized that we were lacking freedom, because this culture of bondage was just, you know, baked into existence for us. I can't help but be brought back to The Matrix. You know that movie, right? The decision there where Neo had to take either the red pill or the blue pill. And the red pill would open his eyes and show him the truth and the path towards freedom in that post-apocalyptic type world. They're then unplugged from these pods where their bodies were essentially living batteries feeding this machine. And then the Matrix was the simulated world that appeared to be reality. Once they were unplugged, they were free. But not free in a world of rainbows and roses. They were freed in the midst of a struggle for existence and on a mission to free others. Freed people. Free people. Right? That's the call. And as we today in Galatians read, we're reminded of the why behind our freedom and its purpose from God's perspective. It starts off in Galatians 5 with this simple line. For freedom, Christ has set us free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. And then it says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Firstly, Paul tells us it's for the sake of being free that we are set free. Meaning, we were built to live free. We were created in the garden wherein there was no law to keep that maintained God's satisfaction with us. Simply freedom in the garden. And the only restriction was that which would protect. If you think about it, that is all God's issue with sin is. It's been said that sin is not bad because it is forbidden. It is forbidden because it is bad. However, since the fall of mankind in the garden, bondage began, and the law was used as a way to point people to another way of doing life in God, another option, and point them to His holiness. Upon Jesus' humble yet triumphal entry into human history, freedom was reintroduced. He took the chains of sin and death down to the grave and then broke them as He rose from it. Now we have freedom in Christ as we call upon Him as King and Savior. Why were we set free? Because that was the way God had intended us all along. And God is always working to restore things to His intended order. He makes all things new and has made our freedom renewed in Jesus. We were set free to be free. But what is the purpose of our freedom? To live as we want and frolic about feeding our desires? Some would say it is so. While we do have freedom to experience God's presence in a deep variety of life circumstances, and including, you know, play and just living experiences of joy, we must also be careful. We do not then freely choose the chains that were broken off of us. The chain of sin that entices us to simply please our flesh, and the chain of the law that would call us to earn our freedom and salvation. Today, Paul focuses primarily on the chain of the law. How silly is it that Christ dies to free us from that chain, and then we slip the shackles back around our ankles and say, I need to do this, Jesus. I need to do this to show you I'm worthy. Jesus proved your worth with his free choice to die for you. Now we simply need to receive the gift. Paul, however, goes on and tells us what to do with this freedom. If not to use it to please ourselves or to enslave ourselves again, what is it for? He says it in Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Our freedom is for us, but not for us. Our freedom is for one another. We are to serve one another with it. We are to use that freedom to show God's love to one another through service, just as God sent Jesus as an act of service to us. So enjoy your freedom, but please remember what its greatest aim is: loving service to each other. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you set us free and that it is for freedom that we are free. Father, I pray that you would help us to not choose chains, chains of sin, chains of the law, but to choose Christ and his freedom, the freedom found in him, the only way to freedom. And Father, I thank you that you, in setting us free, you give us free will, you give us choice, but you also give us your spirit to lead and guide us towards love. Help us to love each other well. Help us to serve each other with our freedom and to be those freed people that free people. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, hey, you guys, that's the podcast today. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment on over there. Make sure you subscribe so you can catch this whenever every episode comes out. Be sure to rate it so others know about your experience with it and share it so we get the word out. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.